And you went down there one weekend and you met Vernon, right?
Yeah, it's his dad.
And he told you to come back. And so you went back next weekend to see Elvis.
Yes.
And what happened when you first met him?
Well, it's a long story. His dad said to write, when I got back to Dallas before I came the second time, if I wanted to write him, go ahead and write him, and he'd make sure that he got it. And so I did, probably wrote him every day. When I got down there then, the next weekend, I talked to the dad, and the dad said he's on the base at Bivouac this whole weekend. He said, if you want to go out to the base, we're just a short ways from the base, but he told me how to get there and where his barracks was and to look for the red convertible, Lincoln convertible that Elvis drove. So I did, and I didn't have to look far. Just after I pulled in the base, I looked up and saw the Lincoln convertible coming. So I did a U-turn as quick as I could, to get behind him and follow him home. And then I passed everything that was in front of me, and they probably had a heart attack. But anyway, we got to the streets there were fairly new because this was a new addition. He had leased the house that was belonged to a doctor who was over in Germany, going to be gone for a few months. But anyway, Elvis leased this house, and I didn't realize it, but the street coming into the highway that we were on was not finished. That Oakhill Lane was not finished, and he put his brakes on to make the left turn so he wouldn't hit the top of the car when he went off the cliff. So I slammed my brakes on, and they just squealed. And I see this, looking in the rearview mirror. He went on, and I went on, and he pulled in his driveway, and I pulled in his driveway. He came back to my car, and he says, "Can I do something for you?" And I says, "Yeah." And he said, so we chatted a minute. He said, "Yeah, you're the one that's been writing me every day, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." So that's how we got together talking. And we stood under a tree and talked for hours because there were other fans there wanting to talk to him. But this is the tree, and this is my car, and that's Elvis and me.